This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday, April 24th. It will be mostly cloudy and humid today in Dallas. There's a possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm moving into the area. The high will be 80. The clouds and humidity will stick around tonight, with a low around 68. Here are today's headlines. One person is dead and four people were injured after a driver crashed into a DART train Monday evening in Dallas. A DART spokeswoman said a Green Line train was traveling south a little before 7 p.m. and was just reaching the Metropolitan Avenue grade crossing when the collision occurred. Warning lights were flashing and the crossing gate was down. The motorist went around the gate and struck the train. Four people on the train suffered minor injuries and were treated at the scene. The driver, identified as 67-year-old Michael Kelly, was taken to Baylor University Medical Center and died late Monday. DART urged the public to remember the importance of being safe around train tracks and watching signals and crossing arms. Next up, Foxtrot, a retail store and coffee shop that has spread across the United States and into four Dallas locations, closed abruptly during service on Tuesday. All four Dallas stores are closed permanently. The company has announced it plans to file for bankruptcy protection, and employees were told in an email Tuesday morning that as of the end of the day, you will no longer be employed. Jim Strode, the landlord for the Foxtrot and Snyder Plaza in University Park, said staff and customers were notified at about 10 a.m. At lunch, Strode and his team are already brainstorming about next steps. A memo from another Dallas shop told employees that managers had no clue about anything before Tuesday morning. In a letter from parent company Outfox Hospitality, company execs wrote, "We explored many avenues to continue the business but found no viable option despite good faith and exhaustive efforts." In other news, Arlington nuns embroiled in a bitter feud with the Fort Worth Diocese are seeking a restraining order against a slew of Catholic officials. In court documents filed Monday in Tarrant County, the nuns asked a judge to grant a temporary restraining order against Bishop Michael Olson, the Fort Worth Diocese, and an association of Carmelite nuns. The nuns want to bar the officials from entering the monastery and taking action on the monastery's behalf. This comes days after the Vatican issued a decree placing the Arlington nuns under the authority of an outside religious association. The nuns rejected that plan, saying the Vatican issued the decree without their knowledge or consent, and that it could threaten individual nuns, the integrity of the monastery, and its assets. And a years-long battle in Plano may soon be coming to an end. Plano's city council unanimously voted late Monday night to ban almost every new short-term rental in single-family neighborhoods. Homes rented through apps like Airbnb and Vrbo will still be allowed, but only in areas zoned for hotels and with more strict regulations. The citizen-proposed ordinance will still permit short-term rentals that were operating before Plano temporarily banned them. However, they will have to register with the city by August 1st and must pay a registration fee. Short-term rentals will also be allowed within the city's heritage districts if they are at least 300 feet away from other short-term rentals. Vrbo and Airbnb did not respond to the Dallas Morning News' request for a comment at the time of publication. Cities have complained about short-term rentals and a lack of regulation on the properties for years because of safety concerns stemming from out-of-control parties, shootings, and how one property had a connection to a brothel. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.